Planet Gemma by Simon Beswick.
So, black tea. What's black tea?
You know, like black coffee's coffee without any milk. Well, black tea's tea without any milk.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Ooh, ta. So what's real ale then? Is it like what they drink on Coronation Street?
Gemma?
Yeah?
What planet are you from?
What do you mean?
I mean stuff you come out with. You're not from the same planet as the rest of us, are you?
How did you know?
What?
I mean, they said it was a perfect disguise, just like a proper human and everything.
Sorry?
Everything, the body, the language, all of that. And you still managed to work it out.
Work what out?
Oh, stop playing daft now. It's too late. You've rumbled me.
Are you actually saying you're an alien? A blonde alien with glitter nail polish and a fetish for the colour pink?
It reminds me of home.
The colour pink?
Yeah, you know, like Mars is the red planet on your solar system. Well, Tukarub's the pink planet in ours. What makes for a lovely sunset. It is nice here on Earth. Got all the different colours to have fun with, but after a while it's a bit much and you do want to go back home where it's dull and quiet and normal. A bit like Magaluf, really.
So what? You're on holiday here?
Don't be silly, Tom. I've been here 6 months. How long do you get for your holidays? A fortnight?
So what are you doing here?
That'd be telling.
Oh, come on. You've already spilled a big one.
No, because you worked it out for yourself about me being an alien. If you don't know what I'm doing here, I'm not going to tell you. You could have the CIA or Men in Black waiting outside for all I know.
No, don't. Honest. Look, I was only joking about you being from another planet. Really?
Oh.
Forget it.
Can't do that now.
Why not?
Oh, I'm soz, Tom. It's all my fault, but...
But what?
Well, now I've got to disintegrate you, haven't I?
What? What the hell's that? A ray gun?
Don't be silly, Tom. That's just me mobile. It's one of them 3G efforts. Dead cool, video clips, internet access, and it gives you a text update on Posh and Bex every half hour. Just needs a recharge.
Oh.
This is the disintegrator.
What? Oh, look, Gemma, wait a minute.
Look, I promise it won't hurt a bit. Well, not much. I think they only scream because they're scared. Not because there's any actual pain involved.
You think?
Well, it's a bit hard to ask them, innit? I could try and jigger it so it won't do it all at once, you know. It'll just happen over about 5 minutes or so. And you could talk me through it kind of thing, you know, if it hurts or not.
You want me to give you a blow-by-blow account of how it feels to get disintegrated?
Well, could you? At least that way some good's going to come out of it.
No.
All right, fair enough. Let's get this over with.
No, wait.
So you'll do the slow version? Okay.
No, I mean, let's work something out, eh? Look, how about I completely forget everything you've said in the last 5 minutes. You're playing a joke, that's all. Yeah?
Oh, Tom, I can't.
And I'll buy you dinner. And I'll take you out dancing.
No, Tom. Dancing where?
Hard Rock Cafe?
Nah, sorry.
How about Tiger, Tiger?
Ooh, Tiger, Tiger's good.
Okay, Tiger, Tiger it is.
Nah, I can't.
I'll buy you a new dress.
Yeah,
and shoes.
Shoes?
Shoes.
Oh, go on then, all right. I won't disintegrate you. Let's go shopping at lunch, yeah? How long does it take to get to Harvey Nichols?
Harvey Nichols?
Well, you did mean Harvey Nichols for the shoes and that, didn't you?
Well, actually, I was thinking more Primark or Chico. No. Harvey Nichols it is.
Ooh, great. New shoes.
Maybe I should have just let you disintegrate me.
You what?
Nothing.
In Planet Gemma, Claire Wade played Gemma and Martin Drew played Tom. The piece was written and directed by Simon Beswick.